The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Dr. Keith Ablo standing by. Here's Mr. Sinatra.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Happy New Year. Welcome back. So great. We missed you terribly, and great to have you with us. Hope Christmas went well, and we hope the New Year went well. Dr. Keith Ablo is the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. You may ask, why does Joe Piscopo need an official psychiatrist? When you think about it, you don't have to ask. Keith is also the spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Hey, Dr. Keith, Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, Happy New Year, Joe. It's 2019.
You know, it's so great.
Year.
You know, all or nothing at all, Dr. Keith, right there. Do you jump into the relationship? You're feeling all the passions of love, and you want, yes, I'll make the move. And you go in, and then you get your heart crushed. Keith, I'm just saying, is it maybe to be a little tepid at first? Is that the best thing to do in a relationship?
Man, listen, I got to tell you, this is like a core principle of the Ablo psychiatric program. If you're feeling that incredible pull towards someone, take a beat, because listen, some of the most powerful dynamics that we feel as human beings come from our childhoods. And sometimes it's because they remind us of our families, and not just the best of our families.
Oh,
we can feel powerfully pulled to produce the worst of what we grew up with.
Yeah. And listen, I got to be honest with you, Keith. I love you, man. And this is old Joe talking. I seem to be drawn into chaos, and that's my own fault. At least I'm aware of it. That's a good sign. Yes, doctor?
It's a great sign. Listen, I've got people coming in who've married three times, and they swear there's no relationship between the three. But when you look at it, you say, wait a second, these are all the same guy or all the same woman. And it's tough to go in the other direction where it's not a reflex, where you're like, yes, this is the person. You know what? It takes a little bit of time. It's not quite as powerful magnetically, but it might be the right thing to do. So, yeah, look, a little less chaos, which is your, you know, powerful reflex. Maybe if you called me and said, Keith, I met this person. Hey, a little boring, but I don't know. She seems like good. I'd say, Joe, this could be good because it's not that instant Ovaltine feeling.
It's great, the Ovaltine feel. I know exactly. Sadly, I know exactly what you're talking about. And Dr. Keith, do you think when we go into the new year, we're past the holidays, does that depression that so many people feel during the holidays kind of go away, or does that continue through the dark days of winter, sir?
You know, winter's a tough time for a lot of people, but with the holidays behind us, you know, some people can say, look, it's a new chapter. Things are going to lift a bit. People are already looking forward to the spring. You know, once you get through December, you feel like April's around the corner. So I'm hoping that people get some relief.
Yeah, did you party hard on New Year's Eve, Dr. Keith?
No, I could barely stay up to midnight with my wife. You know what I noted? Both my kids, now my son has his license.
Yeah.
So,
oh boy, yeah.
My daughter's 20, right? Yeah. So she's out with her boyfriend. He's out with his car, and, you know, safe and sound and all that. But there we are, my wife and I, looking at each other. Usually it's like, even at 15, we were about my son, right? He'd have a couple kids over. It's like we're empty nesters already. We're not sure what we're doing.
I know. Isn't that
you're going to help us? Come on over here.
I had the worst time this New Year's Eve because I was at an event and performing at an event. But then I said, well, how are my kids doing? I worry so much. How do you put aside that worry, Dr. Abloh, with the kids, especially when your kids are driving and then they go out and it's New Year's Eve? I had a tough time with it. And until I talked to them right after midnight and everybody at midnight, Happy New Year, you okay? And I felt they were okay. I cannot get over that stress. That's common, though. Yes, Keith?
Very common. And you know what? Here's the thing I always remind myself of. The real risks in life, they have nothing to do with, you know, once you instill responsibility in your kids, there you have it, right? And if they're not responsible, you have to take action, right? So I always tell parents, I say, look, if you really think that your kids are, about to cross the line in a big way, you tell them about wilderness programs. You know, these programs, they come in the middle of the night. I've had some kids in my practice that have had to arrange with the parents, believe it or not. Yeah, they come at 1 a.m. They say, pack your bags. What? Where are we going? What? Utah.
Yeah.
Right to the mountains for a month.
Man, yeah.
And, you know, because if things get too crazy, then, you know, in 2019, that might have to happen for your kids. But here's the thing. I always knock on wood and I say, if my kids are okay, nobody can hurt me.
Keith, that
is. Anything else, business, whatever, it's okay. Because you're not a pediatrician and you're not a doctor. Call me about my kids.
You know what, Keith? I saw the movie with my girls over the weekend, Beautiful Boy, the Steve Carell. Oh my gosh, about the drug addiction and the kid that was addicted to drugs. A true story. That broke my heart. It is so dangerous because you know, and I guess you see a lot of that. It could happen to absolutely everybody, and I think that had a happy ending, but. And Carell played it brilliantly. What parents have to go through. How often do you hear about that in your practice, if we could ask, Keith?
It's so terribly common, right? And right now in America, we haven't put together the mental health care system in a way that really has a cogent, cohesive response to either chronic mental illness or to drug addiction, especially amongst young people. And so people's options are very, very limited, right? So my heart broke. I saw that movie, too, because I have people in my practice who go through that with their kids. Here's the bottom line. You got to be willing to go to the ends of the earth. And sometimes, for instance, you even use the courts. People are so worried. They're like, oh, my God, no, I couldn't possibly let my kid have a criminal record. But sometimes I say to people, look, you know what? If you had somebody arrested for a minor thing, God forbid, right? But let's say the drug addiction is going to potentially kill them. And you've been protecting them again and again, and they've stolen from you. Hey, report them for the theft. Have a continued without a fine from the court and probation for 2 years where they get drug tested or they go to jail could save their lives. And so it's on their record, but they're alive. Okay,
what,
and they don't even go to jail.
Keith, what happens in the brain, though, man, to cause that addiction? They say it's a disease. Is it that, or is it some kind of chromosome that kicks in the brain that leads you to that dramatic addiction?
I think it's a recipe, right, for disaster. One is sure that folks that fall victim to this, they respond especially powerfully to one or another substance, and that's unfortunate. But then there's some emotional problem that I still always find with these folks, and that's the thing that sometimes is the ingredient that allows me to get people out of this. What happened that leads you to say I'm worthless? You know, I can't face pain. I can't face these truths that seem so dark in my life. So I've got to anesthetize myself. Because really, what is it, right? If people could use drugs and no harm would come to them, well, you'd say, I don't know. What's the problem with this? But for these folks, they keep getting knocked out by these things. They hit the canvas. So I always tell my patients, listen, if you were going by a ring and Mike Tyson were in it, and I noticed that you keep getting in it, and lasting 4 seconds and hitting the canvas, I'd want to know why you want to destroy yourself. Same with cocaine. Yeah. Same with crack, crystal methamphetamine. Marijuana is now a scourge for the people who can't take it, right? So they legalize it in so many states. And then, of course, there, you know, the largest number now of admissions for detox is for marijuana.
It's a big problem, of course.
Right?
Yeah, that which leads me in Jersey and New York, they're dying to still legalize this stuff. And that, I don't know, I just see a danger in that, seeing it as indeed a gateway drug, Keith.
Well, look, if you legalize it, you got to prepare for more chaos.
Yeah.
And you have to get the word out to people.
Yep.
This is not like, you know, your grandfather's marijuana. This stuff's been refined. This is addictive. There's no question.
Wow. That is scary. Keith Abloh with Piscopo in the Morning. Keith, I know you have an office full of patients, and we'll let you go in a second. But Elizabeth Warren from your home state announced that she's running for president. Your reaction to that and the fact that President Trump said she may need a psychiatrist. How would you treat Elizabeth Warren? And we'd love to know your feelings on Elizabeth Warren running for president, man.
Well, man, like, this is like, you know, maybe it's better, right? Let's say you're dating someone, you invite her to your house, and there's a really crazy relative.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, oh, God, I guess I got to bite the bullet and like let her see the worst of the worst. I'm from Massachusetts. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm terribly embarrassed. I feel humiliated that this is the export. This is what we produced. Here's Elizabeth Warren for the nation. Look, how would I treat her? I would say, listen, here's the thing. Obviously, you don't feel that people should have autonomy. You think they're all weak and that only a big central government, a terribly powerful parent, can do for them what they need to live their lives. What happened in your life, in your family, that led you to believe that there needs to be that much supervision? What terrible event happened? And you know what? I'd find it. And it's there because nobody can have that kind of liberal, super left philosophy. If something didn't happen where they say, you know what, people need to be controlled because they all have very dark impulses.
Wow, that is brilliant. Keith Abloh.
We'll cure her and get her running on a Republican ticket in inside of 11 minutes.
Keith Abloh, man, you're the best doctor. Keith, listen, on New Year's resolutions, are they healthy? Are they healthy to make resolutions? Because we know we're going to break them anyway.
Listen, they're healthy if they're measured, if they're achievable, and if you, here's what you do. You create a minor multiple personality in your head, and you have to have part of you that rides roughshod and says, you better do this. And if you're not doing it, you gotta sort of harness yourself and say that I don't care that you don't want to do it. You don't want to stop cigarettes. You don't want to stop Diet Coke. You're doing it. Even I know you don't want to, but you're doing it.
Yeah. Keith, by the way, congratulations. Apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, you made Roger Stone's best dress list. Did you see that? Did it say Dr. Keith?
I know. My wife is terrified that this means I'm going to buy more jackets. I have like a thing for jackets.
Whatever
and
it was.
Like, oh, no.
I didn't make that list. I think you made the list, Keith. God
you
bless
you. You deserved it more than I did.
Oh, no, man.
You took pity on me because I have no hair.
Keith, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend. When you get to New York, we'll meet you and Dr. Rock Positano when you're ready, sir.
In January.
All right. We look forward to it.
I'll call you.
We love you, Keith. Thanks so much.
Love you.
Love you too, man. Dr. Keith Abloh, a brilliant, brilliant man, official psychiatrist of the show, really, but spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Did you make resolutions? Did you make New Year resolution? 877-970-2999. I didn't even consider the New York New Year's resolution. Al, did you make any? Are you dieting now? Do you start now?
Well, I am going to
start. Not that you need it. You look
great. No. I do need to lose some weight. But that's a resolution that everybody has every year, but I have to get serious about it to lose weight.
You're going to do it now?
Yeah.
Because when you were breaking, you were saying I had the beer. Oh, this was great, too.
Yeah.
I go on Facebook. I told Frankie about it. And then
You didn't tell me.
It's so clumsy. Facebook is so clumsy. But you can't get there. Like, Twitter is like, could be really kind of mean and nasty annoying. But it's
I love blocking people on Twitter.
I know. That you got it's marginally negative, you're gone.
Right.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
But you can, it's quick. Boom, boom, boom. You go, boom. Facebook, you got to go here. Then I got to go to another page. And then I go to another page and I can't. And then they wave to you. There's a hand that moves back and forth on Facebook that waves. So then
I hit the wave. And then I wave. And then they wave back at me. And I wave again. And then, and one lady says to me, Joe, why do you keep waving? Because I don't know how to turn this thing off. That's how. So then I get a wave. I wave to Al Gattulo. I see Gattulo. And I think, is this a real Al Gattulo? I press the button. Well, I don't know. So I press the wave. It waves. And Al came back to me. And he goes, hi. And I said, isn't this wave thing ridiculous? He goes, yeah. He gets angry. He goes, yeah, but I have to be honest, you waved at me first. And I guess I did. I pressed the button.
Right. So
Then he sends me a picture of a beautiful beer, huge, big, dark stout, whatever that was. Right. Whatever it was. And he goes, on to my second beer.
Yeah.
Have a great night. I'll be up for a while, knowing because I have to go to bed that time.
Right.
And you had to drive it home that you were going to.
Yes.
That
was my second and last one for that night.
So. It was, but that kind of perpetuated the whole weekend, the whole week, the 11 days it was drinking. And
yeah, not every night, but, had a couple here, a couple there.
But the diet that your doctor said that you have to go on
starts. There's no diet that my doctor is prescribing me. I have to just reduce the amount of caloric intake, which is, a lot of stuff that I'm eating too much of.
And, so your New Year's resolution
is... Stop eating after a certain time.
Yeah, yeah. So it takes a winning to start eating, like now, 10 o'clock in the morning?
No, I'll stop eating around probably 5, 6 o'clock
at
night.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
At least 3 hours before bedtime.
You look great.
I'm gonna stop eating.
We don't want to lose it. We don't want to lose too much, right? We're going to break.
No, I got to lose 25, 30 pounds.
Fatty.
I'd be happy with that.
Fatty liver.
Fatty liver. Got to get rid of that fatty liver.
Mark Krikorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Apparently, there are people attacking the wall as we speak. Yes, happened over the last 24 hours. It's just not going to stop. And Mark Krikorian will tell you exactly what's going on down there. Hey, Susie Cerrone, we got her live. We got her on the air.
Yay.
We are working now. Thank you, Susie. Sorry for the difficulty there.
No, it's one of those gremlins. I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Susie's on the roads for you. Happy New Year, Susie. How are we doing out there this morning?
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Happy New Year, one and all. Back to it, baby. Alternate side is in effect. An accident on the Deegan southbound at Van Cortlandt that has one lane blocked. Delays from the Westchester line inbound, George. About 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20 to 25. The Holland about 20 for either approach. Crash in Cranford on the Parkway North, but at 136, that's in the left lane. Crash in Greenbrook, 22 westbound at Warrenville Road. That's not the left lane out. Accident cleared off 78 eastbound at exit 26 for Rattlesnake Bridge Road. Hutch northbound at King Street. Can't get off. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Luckily, just the exit ramp is blocked. And also in Westchester, a crash on the sprain southbound at Bradhurst Avenue and Hawthorne. Two lanes are blocked. That is causing delays back up onto the Taconic. Taconic southbound at Pudding Street. An accident single laning and a 1 mile delay. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
From the Fox Business Network. Investors are hoping 2019 will be a better year for stocks than the year that just ended. December turned out to be the worst month for the Dow and the S&P since 1931. The S&P lost 9%, the Dow over 8.5%. When it comes to hiring in the new year, Amazon has some big plans. The internet giant is gearing up to hire 25,000 new workers near Washington, where Amazon could increase local competition by hiring the skilled veterans defense companies are looking for. Amazon also has other plans for the new year, building and expanding Whole Foods stores, bringing them to more suburbs, where the natural foods grocer has been adding customers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround, digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. How good do the Frank Sinatra cufflinks look?
They look good.
Isn't that great? Thank you, Arthur Idala. Thank you, thank you. And I just tweeted out a thank you for Arthur. That I've never seen them before, and I love that. To find something that
sharp.
I can't.
And they go well with your suit.
The suit,
tie and everything.
You like that tie? It's nice. You know what's cool? And I'm not plugging them. I'm just telling you because I think it's very curious because this is what you call a power tie. Mm-hmm. And you'll see if I tweeted just now on Jersey Joe Piscopo, you'll see the tie in the background. It's a power tie. $20 tie, Albert. $20 tie.
Nice.
You get it for like
thrifty.
$20 online. No, cheap. Just very cheap. Thrifty is nice.
You got extra money for the cap when you drive Carol.
No. And for other homes that
right.
other people live in
right.
that I'm not allowed in.
Right.
Okay. Joe on the radio. It's 726. Mark Krikorian is executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. There's a lot going on. Mark, welcome back to the show and a happy new year to you, sir.
Thank you. Happy new year to you.
Mark, at this point, with the shutdown entering day 12, do you see any way that the president is going to get funding for the wall?
Well, honestly, I don't see it. Democrats are in a position where they've got no incentive whatsoever to come to the table. I mean, I'm afraid the president is going to blink and try to kind of declare victory somehow, but in a phony way, and the Democrats are going to win this one. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's the way it's going to end up.
You know, Nancy Pelosi was probably waiting. I think maybe, Mark, I put this forth to you, sir, that maybe she was waiting till she gets in. She's in power. She'll make the deal, and then maybe they'll work something out, but she'll take credit for it?
Maybe. I don't know. I think there is going to end up being a deal. It's just that it's not going to happen anytime soon because, look, it's only about 25% of the government that's shut down. And it's, you know, as they say, non-essential workers. In other words, TSA is still working. The Army is still working. You know, the Border Patrol is still there.
Yeah.
It's just that they're working without pay. That's the thing. If you have to go to work, some people are just furloughed. They're sitting at home. But the people who are considered essential are going to work, but they're not getting paid. And eventually that becomes a problem. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think this was... it was important that the president draw a line. It's just that he should have drawn a line like a year ago when he had the fight over money back then.
Yeah.
He kept putting it off, and then he ended up, stuck. He had to do something, because otherwise it was going to be like a George Bush read my lips, no new taxes moment, where he said, I'm going to get a wall, and then he would just surrender to the Democrats and not get anything.
Did he get I was feeling he wasn't getting support from any of the Republicans, that they had it in their hand to turn around health care reform, to do immigration reform, and that the Republicans, rather, that were, you know, holding the House, holding the Senate, just wouldn't step up for the president, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, there were enough Republicans who basically just don't want to vote for the president's agenda that they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
yeah.
They had control of both houses
yep.
of Congress. They
yep.
couldn't even pass House bills and then dare the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, to filibuster them. They wouldn't even do that. I mean, it's, you know, there's a joke that the Democrats are the evil party and the Republicans are the stupid party. And that's kind of been borne out. The Republicans really are the stupid party, I'm
well,
afraid.
And the president gave them everything that – and he went in. We were saying – Frankie Fiburrows, our producer, and I were saying, we went in because President Trump was out of the box. He really wasn't affiliated with any party. Then he embraces the Republican Party, and they never stepped up for him, I'm thinking. And now, do you think, by the way, Mark, that we a wall is essential to border security?
I mean, it depends. At some point now, it's kind of like a word game. What do you mean by wall?
Yeah.
Do we need physical barriers on the border? The answer is yes, absolutely. We have some. We need more. And some of them that are old and crummy need to be improved. Some places we have one layer. We need two layers because you got to slow people down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But is that a wall? Is it not a wall? I don't know. I mean, the president has used the word wall, and it was a really great marketing tactic during the campaign because it immediately communicated what he meant. The problem is that some places we don't need concrete masonry wall. I mean, I've been on more of the border than anybody who's not a border patrol agent.
Yeah.
And there are places like where the, you know, there's flash floods. You can't have a wall, but we'll wash it away. So my point is, at this, we do need physical barriers on the border. The president has come to realize that, you know, in some places we need what they call bollard fencing, which is these metal pipes, basically, that are 3 inches apart. And that's spaced along the border so the Border Patrol can see through and see who's, you know, if there's a mob massing on the other side, that sort of thing. And so the president has come to the right place where he's now talking about the kind of border walls that the Border Patrol wants.
Yeah.
It's also the kind that the Democrats voted for back in 2006. Now they say they're against it.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Hey, Mark, by the way, and thanks for being with us, Mark Kerkorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies with Joe on the radio at the 731. Is it true that only a small percentage of people that come in through the United States illegally really come through the southern border of the United States, like 6%? I read that. I don't know that that's true, that most of the folks coming in are coming in through airports and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know where that stat comes from. Usually, it's about half the illegal immigrants sneak across the border.
Okay. Yeah,
about
it.
Half of them come in and then just never leave.
Okay, yeah, thanks for clearing that up. And we're seeing reports today, Mark Kerkorian, that Border Patrol agents had to deploy tear gas as 150 migrants tried to cross the border again. Do you expect the media to try to vilify the Border Patrol?
I don't know. Is the sun coming up this morning? Of course they are. The fact is, the Border Patrol isn't using tear gas on people who were just standing around. These were guys who were trying to rush the fence and throwing rocks at the Border Patrol. Of course, yeah, I mean, the fact is, they use tear gas instead of shooting these people. The Border Patrol should be congratulated for its restraint.
Yeah, well said. How do you think we should handle the so-called dreamers, Mark?
I'm okay with amnestying them. I mean, there's an argument to make that people brought here as kids who grew up here, that we should, as an act of mercy, give them amnesty. The problem is, if you do that, it's a magnet for new illegal immigration, and it rewards their relatives for legal immigration in the future. So you need to fix those problems as part of any deal. That's what the White House proposed. It came up for a vote in Congress. Most Republicans in both houses voted for that. It was the Democrats who killed it.
Yeah. So what do you think, before we let you go, Mark Kerkorian, and appreciate your time, man, what is a bullet point, you're exactly what the president should be doing as he sits down with the other side today?
I think he should change the conversation. and take away the focus on the wall and talk about E-Verify, for instance. You know, this is online system that cuts off the magnet of jobs illegals. That's what he should sort of pivot the discussion to and kind of call the Democrats bluff. And they're going to be against that too, but he's going to expose them by doing that as really being in favor of open borders, even when they say they're supposedly not.
Do you go along with that enterprise zone that the new Mexican president is proposing?
I haven't heard about that.
He said maybe make it like a business zone between the United States and Mexico, and you have like several miles deep where you can go and at least give an incentive to people wanting, and rather than coming to the United States, they will come into this enterprise zone in between the two countries. Not a bad idea, huh?
And then how are we going to keep people from leaving the enterprise zone? I mean, are we going to have armed guards in San Diego keeping people from moving from one part of San Diego to another? You know what I mean?
Good point, Mark.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah, maybe. 734. And, Mark, always appreciate you joining us, man. Keep us posted if you would, sir.
Will do. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Mark Krikorian right there, Executive Director for the Center for Immigration Studies. And you are so welcome to join us, 877-970-2999. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. We're going to get into what Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the great state of New York, had to say about immigration. You do not want to miss that. Right now, Big Al is here live in the studio with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Phil Murphy says the new minimum wage increase in the Garden State isn't good enough. Murphy released a statement yesterday noting workers are getting a 25-cent increase to $8.85 per hour to start the new year. But he says that won't be enough to lift some full-time workers or their families out of poverty, nor will it spur economic growth. Murphy continuing to push for a $15 minimum wage, says he hopes to make that happen this year. Governor Cuomo officially beginning his third term in office after being sworn in on Ellis Island. During his inaugural address last night, Governor Cuomo said the American promise is at risk. Governor Cuomo went on to vow that he will propose the most progressive agenda in New York State history within his first 100 days. He mentioned the legalization of marijuana, criminal justice reform, and protecting the woman's right to choose. With his voice rising in intensity, Cuomo said the region will rise, not by building a wall, but by building new bridges and airports. The governor said what makes New York great is an intolerance for hate and a belief in being united for the common good. In sports, the Knicks skid now at 8 after a 115-108 loss in Denver against the Nuggets. Knickerbockers have lost 13 of 14. They are second to last in the East at 9-29. As you heard here on AM 970, The Answer last night, St. John's slamming 18th-ranked Marquette 89-69. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies and 36 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side is in effect. Accident on the Deegan southbound at Van Cortlandt has a lane out. Inbound George about 25 to 30 for the upper, 15 to 20 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20, Holland 20 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 136 in Cranford. Left lane out northbound. Crash on 22 westbound at Warrenville Road. That blocks the left lane. Thruway southbound delays from 13 into Westchester. In Westchester, really bad accident on the sprain southbound at Bradhurst Avenue. Everyone is now just getting by off onto the shoulder. Huge delays with that. And in Connecticut, 95 southbound is sluggish from 27 down towards exit 18. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of 39. Cloudy tonight, maybe some rain. At least it's wet, not white. The overnight low in the city, 36 degrees. Thursday, sunny and 46. Friday, sunny and 47. Some rain on Saturday. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
You'll always get the straight story from Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Look at ISIS. Who talks about ISIS? ISIS was on the front page every day, beheading people. Nobody talks about them. Why? Because we have leadership in the White House. We have Donald Trump, who is reasserting American leadership in the world.
It's America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Well, I'm calling Mike Connors, Connors and Sullivan. I hope you are, too. Here's the number right off the bat, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan, or ConnorsandSullivan.com. They're in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and in Queens. And it's a new year. It's a great time to think about your new year resolutions and the charities and causes that you care most about and create a plan that fulfills your wishes. You could establish your philanthropic plan so it serves your interests, protects your assets. You can also, you know, you can include your favorite organizations in your will and your trust. And it's so scary how you have to protect yourself from, I think, the government. You got to protect yourself from other people trying to come in and take your money after you're dead and gone. Excuse me for being so blunt. I worry about it. What did I do? I call Mike Connors, man. I invite you to do the same. I call Lisa over there. I'm going over there. I'm going with my son, Joey, my consigliere, and we're going to go through a whole plan and see what Mike has to offer. I invite you to do the same. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. Schedule a free initial consultation with one of their attorneys and discuss what's most important to you, what it will take to get it done. Again, Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Frank is so nice. I'm talking out loud to myself. I said, maybe I'll get Joey. I'll go over and I'll do it on Thursday. And Frank goes, okay, thank you, honey. Thank you. We're like a family here.
Sounds good to me.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. This is Ken's story, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, they have team coverage. As critical as I am of the Daily News editorial page,
Man.
Their news coverage of what's happening in Albany at a time when the city really needs
it is really terrific. Because Mr. Lovett is up there.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Exactly. Great column today.
Front page. Ken, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
Hey, so front page, Daily News, presidential sounding Cuomo lays out progressive agenda. Tease off on Trump fear-mongering during inauguration speech. Well, I mean, this is all they got. This is what they got. Ken, this is all you got, Governor Cuomo. This is all you got. Give us your take on the whole thing, if you would, Mr. Lovett.
Well, I think, you know, in 2010 or 2011, when he first took office, it was all about fixing Albany. And now it was all about New York leading the resistance against Donald Trump. Look, you know, he sees the political tea leaves. He knows that Trump is not popular in New York, and he knows that the progressives are going to be controlling the state legislature. So he put forth a progressive agenda. And really, most of the speech focused on the national stuff and how New York is going to respond.
It's, by the way, the inauguration of Governor Cuomo at Ellis Island, that is technically, sir, in the great state of New Jersey, is it not?
It is, but according to his people, the building where it was is in New York.
Oh, come on, Ken, really? What building is that?
Well, it's kind of like flying over airspace.
I know. Isn't that the best, man? So his immigration theme. There was an immigration theme in his remarks, correct?
Huge, yeah. It was a big immigration theme about how, and at one point he talked about people whose relatives have come through Ellis Island, like Frederick Trump, President Trump's grandfather, and Vice President Mike Pence's grandfather, and Colin Powell's family. So he used that and tried to use that effectively to say, hey, you know, to build on the theme he always says, we're all immigrants. And he talked about, well, the federal government is trying to keep people out. We're gonna rise up and show what our philosophy is.
But that goes right along with what the president's talking about is legal immigration. When you went through Ellis Island, it was legal and it was very, very tough. And they sent people back from Ellis Island. I know it happened to my family. So maybe perhaps not a good reference from the governor.
Oh, Joe, why are you looking at like details like that? You have to look at the overarching theme that the governor is taking on Trump. Don't get into detail.
Unbelievable. Do you think that, did you get the sense, Ken Lovett, that Governor Cuomo was trying to position himself to run for president? Or how about vice president in 2020?
You know, that was going to be a takeaway of a lot of people. I don't think he's there yet, but on the other, he has consistently said, I'm not running. Do I think he wants to be a voice nationally? Yes. Do I think he wants to be a voice for the Democrats moving forward and has strong views on what he thinks it will take for the Democrats to win? Absolutely. Ironically, what he thinks it would take for the Democrats to win is someone like him. Now, whether he'll be that person is another question. Yeah. I also think that he's not going to say he's interested until he knows he's definitely running, because right now he says he's not running. He doesn't want to turn into his father, who perseverated over it publicly and got mocked because, you know, they called him Hamlet on the Hudson. And he doesn't want to be Hamlet on the Hudson, too. So right now, it's no, I'm not running, I'm not running. And if he decides that there's a real path where he has a real shot, he can always get in and say, I've changed my mind because I think it can help New York and the rest of the country.
Yeah. Can he win nationally, Ken Lovett?
I think it would be hard. I think in some ways it would be hard in his own party. But, look, I think the next couple of months in Albany, January, February, March, there's going to be a ton of progressive legislation, whether it's strengthening abortion laws, additional gun control laws, voting and electoral reforms, all these different things are going to pass because now the legislature is completely Democratic and stuff that the Republicans had blocked in the Senate will now sail through. And that's only going to help him nationally. New York's going to get a lot of attention for passing a lot of this stuff. So whether that builds his popularity, whether people start to take notice nationally, we'll see. But that's really the only path I see for him, that if New York starts passing a lot of this stuff, And as he portrayed it yesterday, in response to what's going on nationally, then maybe it builds a narrative for him that people take a look at.
Ken, you got to tell me how it's going in upstate New York, but I know in Manhattan, it's so hard to live now. And for those of us who come from another state, we come in, now we're going to get hit with this governor's going to put upon us congestion pricing as we drive. If we, God forbid, go up midtown, then come back downtown. And a lot of us do congestion, the taxes, the subways. And upstate, did upstate finally kick in gear? How's the economy in upstate New York, dare I ask, Ken Lovett?
The governor will say, you know, more private sector jobs in the state, this and that, but upstate is hurting. It is, you know, the difference is the high taxes in New York City, people complain about it, but, you know, New York is still growing, businesses are still growing, jobs are growing. Upstate, there has been a lot of people leaving. You know, the population overall has declined upstate. Businesses have left. You know, the governor says that this upstate is doing better, but the reality is a lot of people are hurting, especially in smaller rural areas.
Did the governor in his inauguration speech yesterday actually say anything about New York State issues?
You know, he portrayed his national, his agenda, his New York agenda, in a way that will be a response to the national agenda. But no, he didn't talk specifically about the problems, the economic problems, or anything like that that New York will face. And like I said, his first inauguration in 2011, it was all about fixing Albany, fixing state government, making it, you know, making sure New York is no longer a national joke. This time, it was all national issues through the prism of state government.
And what about Tish James spoke yesterday as well, yes?
Tish James did speak, and, you know, the first elected woman attorney general and the first elected African-American attorney general. And she talked about bringing justice and fairness, you know, as she did through the campaign, to the attorney general's office, and representing, you know, the little people, as she would put it, against powerful interests. You know, sometimes her rhetoric has raised questions. The New York Times had a story the other day that, you know, her vows to take on Trump and his family raises questions about whether a judge will see any lawsuits that they already have pending against Trump as politically motivated.
Yeah, she's great, by the way. I'm a Tish James fan. She's great. But to your point with the Southern District of New York, and now this is what she's going to go after. And she says, I'm going after Trump. So they will continue this fight, and not only to the president, but to his children as well. Yes, Ken?
Yeah, that's what she has said she's going to do. Yeah, she's going to look into them. And without anything specific, again, it raised eyebrows. Even from people within the attorney general's office, will that hurt their cases that are ongoing? Because, you know, the Trumps will certainly argue this is all politically motivated. She's out there on record saying she's going to get us, and that's what she's trying to do. So there's, you know, a lot of times it's better for prosecutors to speak through their lawsuits, to speak through what they're doing rather than, you know, make political statements.
Well, listen, great stuff in the Daily News today, Ken Lovett. And thanks so much for joining us. Always, we appreciate it. And please come back soon, Ken.
Absolutely. Happy New Year and be well.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joe Piscopo on the radio. By the way, 877-970-2999. Susie Cerrone is looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Susie, how are we doing out there this morning?
Joe, we're back to it. We're in the thick of it again this morning. Alternate side is back in effect. An accident on the Deegan South and at Van Cortlandt is still being cleared. You've got heavy delays from Yonkers on down. And there's an accident on the inbound towards lower level mid span. It's got the right lane blocked, so stick with the upper, even though the upper is about 15 minutes. Inbound Lincoln 20 to 25, Holland 20 to 25 from either approach. Crash in Cranford on the Parkway northbound at 136, that's in the left lane. Crash on 22 westbound at Warrenville Road in the left lane. Locally, a really bad accident in Closter. Old Hook Road closed in both directions near Knickerbocker Road, the medevac chopper on the way. In Westchester, the accident's been cleared off the Sprainbrook South and at Bradhurst Avenue and Hawthorne. Crash in Yonkers on the Bronx River North and at Bronx River Road. Taconic South and at Pudding Street, that accident has been cleared. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's 2019, and this could be the year. Yeah, this could be the year Congress works together.
It's a disgrace what's happening in our country.
This could be the year we build the wall.
They want border security. The people of this country want border security.
This could be the year the Russia investigation comes to an end.
The entire thing has been a witch hunt.
Well, for what could be and what is in 2019. Keep it right here. And Happy New Year. AM 970, The Answer.
Music has always been a huge part of my life. At the CMA Foundation, we believe every child should have the access and opportunity to participate in quality music programs. Music education isn't just important if you're going to make it your career. Music is transformative, and I want to ensure that it is never silenced. Learn more at itstartswithme.org.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call 212-857-9639.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Hopefully you had a great holidays, great Christmas. Best ever for me, thank you very much, with the kids and everything. But it was like a military operation for me with respect to the military, of course. And I say that somewhat facetiously, but mamma mia, what I did the whole thing, I did everything, and we got through it. And now today is the first day I woke up and I went, do I have to do anything? Do I have to get a present? Do I have to wrap something? I could just finally relax. Finally took, took time just to now get on with the life. Now, the mundane, I think it's the mundaneness of January. No, I am going away on January 9th. I will be in Beverly Hills for a foundation event. Yes. On January 12th, I'll be with Don Mattingly. How cool is that? Or January 10th, I think, with Don Mattingly.
Cool.
Do we have a radio station in Indianapolis? We do not,
no.
Right? Is it possible that I broadcast on that Friday? We got to think and have a powwow because do I broadcast from Indiana or do I just take off?
They don't have a station there.
They have nothing. They got nothing. Usually they can find something.
If
there's another media company, Albert, I'm asking you being a technical guy,
right.
Can I go to that media company and feed into this company?
Probably not.
Why is that?
Because they'd be doing us a favor. We don't know. We don't have any relationships with anybody out there, so we wouldn't be able to facilitate that. We'll ask Matt Sambol and see if we can find somebody, but I don't think there's a station out there that can accommodate you.
But I will be going out there, and I'll keep you abreast of everything, as it were. Hey, Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist, our marathon man meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk here in New York, New York. Joey, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Joey.
How'd you do, man? You don't party at all.
No, I don't party. No, I'm in bed at that hour. I don't. I have to get up at an insane hour of the day.
Did you work on the first?
I did not.
But you still went to bed by midnight, were you not?
I was in bed by about 10:30. Yes, that's about as late as I could make it.
I don't know. Joey got in at 5
a.m. I'm doing like a 24-hour bike.
Yeah, right. Unless you're on the bike.
Weekend,
I know.
Father's Day weekend. I signed up for it already.
Already? How long? 24 hours it is?
Yeah, that'll be
an animal.
June 15th.
You're an animal, Joey. You're an animal. I got in at 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve. I was away and I came back and I said I came back at 5 a.m. like the old days. You know, no, boy, oh, boy, I'm telling you. Hey, Joey, but Happy New Year to you. Now, weather-wise, my friend, throughout the new year, how are we looking today into tomorrow?
A little chilly today. We'll see some sunshine, about 40 for a high. Clouds up tonight. We get just a touch of rain overnight, maybe a little wet snow in some of the north and west suburbs. Won't amount to much. Whatever we get melts away just like that tomorrow as we go up into the mid-40s. Probably about 46 or 47 Friday. We get rain to start the weekend. There's a surprise, and then it's dry on Sunday and kind of mild. In fact, I don't see any real cold weather for a while now.
Hey, Joe, so you go into a 24-hour bike-a-thon. Is it a triathlon kind of thing?
No, that's all biking.
For 24 hours?
24 hours. I will try anyway. I've made about 23 hours this past year.
Yeah, that's amazing. And where is this going to be?
It'll be in Middleville, Michigan, southeast of Grand.
Yeah, right. I remember you went. So you registered. You're unbelievable,
yeah.
Man. And you got the light on your head, the helmet on the light and everything.
You got the light on the bike and everything. Oh, yeah. Reflective gear and everything.
You didn't do a polar bear plunge.
No, okay. No. I'm not crazy.
Joe,
I may be insane, but I'm not crazy.
We appreciate it, Joey. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you next hour, Joey. Sure, thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there, 7:56. Are you telling me Arthur Idala jumped into that water yesterday?
Can you? Well, yesterday was actually kind of a warm day, but yes, he was one of the Coney Island polar bears. He does it every January 1st.
Polar bear plungers. This was in Brooklyn.
In Coney Island, yeah.
For the Coney Island Polar Bear Club. It was the 115th such plunge. Well, last year, the temperature outside was a brutal 20 degrees. It was in the 50s. But
yeah, it was warm. I was out without a jacket yesterday, but not in the ocean. If anybody actually did that Coney Island polar bear plunge, call us because we're going to put you in touch with Dr. Keith Abloh because you are in serious need of psychological treatment.
No, why would you? Why would you ever? Do you know when we were kids?
Makes no sense.
Do you know we used to surf? I remember I told you this before. We surfed Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving in November. Like late November, we would go in the water. I was about 15 years old, of course. Mm. We would go in and you would wear the wetsuit, but we never had booties, what they call booties or hand stuff or hoodies like that. We just went in. What were we thinking? You're an adult and you're diving into frigid water like that.
Crazy.
For what reason would you do that?
You got me.
And Arthur did it for what reason?
I don't know. They say it reinvigorates you. They say it gives you energy. They say some people say it's healthy. More, in some of the video and some of the news coverage I've seen today, it looks like fun. These people were clearly all having fun. It's not my idea of fun, though.
No,
that's for sure.
Your idea of fun is dropping to your knee and saying, will you marry me?
That is for sure.
Did you say, will you marry? Did you actually say those words?
I said, would you be my wife?
Yeah, so tell me the lead into that, because that was very well, very Murano-esque.
Yeah, well, I said Murano-esque. A lot of people didn't like the term longtime companion.
Yes.
And that maybe wife was a better term.
Oh, and then went down to your knee.
Yeah.
And said,
exactly.
"We
would you be my wife?"
And she cried.
Yeah.
It was nice. Are you moved at all, Frank?
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
No date in store.
No, we're working on it.
All right. And I got an attorney that you might want to talk to.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's all.
Well, you're really looking forward to this thing lasting forever, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I'm not the guy to talk to. Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Alan Franken. We're coming right back at you. Please, don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 26-year-old man is dead after being hit while riding an e-bike in Brooklyn. Cops say Hugo Alexander Cinto Garcia hit the door of a parked taxi cab, fell off his bike, was then hit by another passing car. Happened around 6 o'clock yesterday morning along 3rd Avenue in Greenwood Heights. Garcia suffered trauma to both his head and body, was pronounced dead at the scene. Both the taxi cab driver and the man whose car hit the victim stayed at the scene. Hundreds of people took a plunge into the ocean to start the new year in Asbury Park yesterday. Last year, air temperatures were single digits, but this year it was a little bit warmer for those participating in the Sons of Ireland charity event. The group says it has raised over $750,000 for charities in Monmouth County since 2002. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Nuggets 115-108. St. John's crushed Marquette 89-16.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.